At the opening of the afternoon session of the Synod of Bishops yesterday, Cardinal Secretary of State Tarcisio Bertone announced that Pope Benedict has decided to send a high-level delegation to Syria. The delegation, expected to depart for Damascus next week, will express the solidarity of the Pope and the Synod Fathers with the entire Syrian population. They will also communicate their spiritual closeness to Christians in Syria. Finally, as part of their commission, the delegation will encourage those engaged in the peace process. Meanwhile, a UN Commission on Human Rights Abuses in Syria has warned of the increasing risk of foreign Islamist militants radicalizing the conflict. Nathan Morley has more.
Lead investigator Paolo Sergio Pinero said the presence of hundreds of radical Islamists or jihadists was a particularly dangerous development. He says there have been increasing reports of foreign fighters entering Syria. Presenting the UN Commission's first report for a month, Mr. Pinero pointed to a dramatic rise in sectarian tensions and singled out the role of foreign militants. Syria has for some time blamed much of the violence on what they describe as foreign-backed terrorist groups. Meanwhile, over 17,000 Syrians have applied for asylum within the European Union over the past 18 months, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Countries with the largest applications include Germany, Sweden, and Switzerland. Adrian Edwards is a spokesman for the UN.
While most member states are processing claims and granting protection to Syrians, current approaches to interpreting protection criteria and the type of status and entitlements granted varies considerably. In Greece, for example, the asylum system fails to meet the protection needs of many refugees. In some countries on the eastern border of the EU, rejection rates are at more than 50%. In addition, some countries are more likely to give Syrians a tolerated stay rather than actual protection. There is therefore a risk that people in need of protection will be denied the rights to which they are entitled to under EU or international law and will be compelled to move on.
So far, nearly 350,000 Syrians have fled their country into Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon and Turkey, where they're being hosted by local families and at refugee camps. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.